Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 10th installment in Perspectives on Challenges. We've spent a lot of time discussing gaining a perspective of why this would be happening in one's life or why that would be happening in one's life. It's extremely worthwhile to reflect on the concept of prayer. The Gemara famously says, the Gemara poses the question, why would it be that so many of the patriarchs and matriarchs had challenges conceiving children? The Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the prayers of the righteous. He wanted to give them a unique cause for which to daven. Clearly they were people who were connected to God. Clearly they were people who had some type of prayer relationship with God. Must have been. And yet, it was still worth it to have this experience that the patriarchs and matriarchs would have something very specific for which to daven. And you see that prayer is very much an experience of coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's very interesting. We might have mentioned this in an earlier context in another series. Rav Yitzchak Huttner has a fascinating thought. The Gemara says that there's a concept of schar psios, of reward for steps that a person takes when going to shul. That's an interesting concept. So that theoretically means that if a person could daven in one of two shuls and the davening experience would be equivalent in one as for the other for the person, and a person had sufficient time, that there'd be more merit in walking to the shul further away. What an interesting thing. I mean, we certainly have an idea in general that God rewards us for the amount of energy we expend for doing mitzvos, but why do I specifically have to go to the further shul? And why of all mitzvos would this specifically come into context in prayer? And Rav Huttner has a remarkable idea. He says that tefillah is all about the process of coming close to God, emotionally and spiritually. But the more steps a person takes to come to the prayer setting, that in its own way is also coming close to God. And that's why there's a special merit and a special reward for every step a person takes towards the experience of prayer that's also expending effort on their relationship with God, quite literally coming close. He says another very interesting idea. There are numerous halachos when davening Shmona Esrei, the private Amidah, when someone is allowed to interrupt to answer things going on in the synagogue and in the congregation when one is not allowed to. There are different places in the davening. There's one very basic halacha, which is that once a person takes three steps back at the end of Shmona Esrei, they can respond to the most relatively minor of things to which to respond. And so what that says is the act of taking the three steps back from God is the closure of the private prayer, because the prayer is very much about that initial step of taking the three steps towards God. And so what a fascinating way to think about both of these ideas about prayer in general and the Gemara that talks about why the patriarchs and matriarchs had difficulty conceiving children. What a fascinating thing to think about in terms of maybe this is part of why we're having the problem in the first place, because God wants to give us the opportunity to daven for something in a passionate, meaningful way. Theoretically speaking, we could and should be davening to God with passion and meaning, whether or not there's any urgent things going on in our lives. But we're funny this way. And this is very much how we are. I once heard a recording from a prominent rabbi, and he said when he looks out at his congregation and he sees certain individuals davening with unique passion and focus, he realizes there must be something going on in their lives. With what for them is unique passion and focus, he realizes there must be something challenging going on in their lives. It's interesting. We might not say the same thing when we see someone davening with what for them is unique passion and focus. Maybe something wonderful is going on. It seems we're not inclined to think of it the same way. But this idea of viewing prayer as an opportunity to come close to God, and perhaps, part of the challenge in the first place is because God wants to give us this opportunity to cultivate a more meaningful relationship with Him, is, I think, a very worthwhile thing to think about. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.